proclamation number 3794 dated the June 8, 1946. Freedom of will. Abandonment of development. Allow the human will its freedom. You can only understand what this means and why it cannot be otherwise when you are spiritually reborn, when you have knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation, of the deliverance of the spirit substance which is not free. Not until then can you accept the necessity that people first have to transform themselves if they want to achieve a change in their circumstances. Although I am the Lord of heaven and earth and everything is only possible with my will or my permission. Depending on the human being's attitude towards my eternal laws, depending on whether he integrates with or revolts against my eternal order, so shall be his fate on earth and in the spiritual kingdom, which he prepares for himself. I will never forcefully violate the human will, but I will try to encourage my living creations by various means to change their own will. And one of these means is the severe hardship visiting Earth, although the people themselves initiate it, precisely because of their misguided will. For their own sake I have to let them rage if I don't want to deny them the opportunity as free living creations to use their will in future for the right reason and to become perfect. That which has emerged from my strength was and continues to be divine and can never remain in a state of bondage, even if it has placed itself there of its own free will. But if I take away the human being's free will, the living creature can never become free, it can never return to its original state because it can only regain this of its own volition. Or I have to take away all knowledge of its destiny from my created being and then guide it in accordance with my will. But in the case it is a direct being which is still very distant from the divinity. Thus, if it is to approach its original state, it is to be given freedom of will and then it has to use its will in the right manner. For this purpose I gave him his life as a human being, I gave him the ability to think and to take action, and I will never eliminate his free will before the end of his probationary period on earth. But I have to constrain misused will in you for a long time and only return its freedom when it is again given the mercy to live embodied as a human being on earth and takes its last test of will once more. This has been the law since eternity which I cannot overturn because it would contradict my eternal law and completely deprive the being of its divinity, because whatever originates from me eternally remains a part of me, which is given the final objective to attain its original state for which free will is unavoidably necessary. And even if this free will brings forth actions of the most unashamed heartlessness, I will not restrain it before its time and only use my will to restore order where the human free will is used to come closer to me. However, when the hour has come, which since eternity I have designated to be the end, my will shall terminate progressive or aggressive development. Only then a state of order will be established once more, which necessitates the constraint of the completely wrong will so that the deliverance of the bound spirit can start over again. For I will never cease to care for the spirit which emanated from me and which apostatized from me of its own volition, that it should regain its freedom, that it should reach its original state and one day become blessed. Amen.